Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Today, let's understand the meaning of the shloka. Shri Kanto Matulo Yasya Janani Sarvamangalaha Janakaha Shankaraha Tam Vande Kunjarananaha. So the first step in Anvaya, that is understanding the shloka, is Padavibhaga. The first padam is Shri Kantaha, where Shri means Lakshmi and Kanta means husband. So Shri Kanta means Lord Shri Mahavishnu or Narayana. The second padam is Matulaha, where Matulaha means maternal uncle, as Narayana is brother of Narayani. The third padam is Yasya, where Yasya means whose. The fourth padam is Janani, where Janani means mother. The fifth padam is Sarvamangalaha, where Sarvamangalaha means Parvati Devi. The sixth padam is Janakaha, where Janakaha means father. The seventh padam is Shankaraha, where Shankaraha means Lord Shankara. The eighth padam is Tam, where Tam means him. The ninth padam is Vande, where Vande means salutations or namaskaram. The tenth padam is Kunjarananaha, where Kunjarananaha is made up of two parts, that is Kunjara and Anana. Kunjara means elephant and Anana means face. The next step is to rearrange the padam or words to make a meaningful sentence or vakya. Therefore, when we rearrange, it will be Yasya Matulaha Shrikantaha Janani Sarvamangalaha Janakaha Shankaraha Tam Kunjarananaha Vande. In a nutshell, the meaning of the shloka is salutations to the elephant-faced Kunjarananaha, for whom the maternal uncle Matula is Shrikanta, mother Janani is Sarvamangala, and father Janaka is Lord Shankara.